AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Maggie's in for Una this morning. Una's not feeling too well, so we wish her well wishes. She's down with the lurgy that she got from children because they're sticky people. That's it. Maggie, though, so you're very welcome. We were talking earlier on about, and you told us because Jessie J was in the train station in London. She was had a somebody playing the piano, and you said that you play piano. I'm like, oh, what grade did you get? And you went, oh, I ghosted my piano teacher.
Oh, it sounds so bad now when you put it like that. I forgot to respond.
Go on.
For four years. My last message is in 2021, and I just opened it there about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, so you literally just opened it now?
Yeah, because I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to open. I didn't want to open the message and leave her on red.
Yeah, yeah.
It was better to just leave it on unseen. Maybe I lost
but
my
then
phone.
Well, maybe she was worried about you then.
Well, she could have sent a follow-up text if she was that worried.
So now that you've opened it, what has she said? Or can you read it out?
It says, "Hey, Maggie, I'm back teaching this week. If you want to book some lessons, we have lots to do."
And have you had lessons since that with another teacher?
No.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even betray her.
Okay, fair.
It was...
But, like, how long can you leave not replying to somebody saying, oh, sorry, I'm only seeing this now. I think you should reply. Like, we're nearly coming up to 6 years. 5 years.
It's it was a four-year anniversary in August. Maybe for the fifth anniversary, I'll say, happy 5 years.
Is she good crack? Is she got a sense of humour?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her in 4 years. She was back in the... She was so good now, to be fair to her.
You would have still been in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like junior cert.
Yeah, so I had time. Like, I had...
Would you have been in your junior cert? Or?
No, I would have been TY.
TY, okay.
So I had loads of time. Why did I ghost her?
I don't know. Well, you know, you're a TY, you're just kind of trying to discover yourself and live your life and trying to figure out what you wanted to do. And then somebody gave you the notion about broadcasting. Then you went, that's what I'll do.
I can, to this day, I can still play. And I got to grade six and I was about halfway through grade six when I dropped her.
Oh, okay, so you got a little bit of confidence in being really good at piano.
Well, no, I don't know. I haven't thought about this in a long time. Maybe I should go back.
Well, welcome along to this isn't even iRadio Breakfast. This is therapy. I think you should reply to her now saying, hey, hon, what's going on? Was busy with my leaving cert in college now. Oh my God, haven't picked up the piano in years. Surprisingly, because they're really heavy.
Cooper, don't tell me you haven't left a message for a long time like that.
Yeah, I have to. It's usually people who are looking for money off me. Do you know what I mean?
Well, sure, I have to pay for lessons, don't I?
Yeah, very, very true. Maybe just to reply back and say, hey, thinking of you, happy Christmas.
Yeah, because she used to give me Christmas presents too.
Oh my God, that's even worse that you ignored her, Maggie. That's
I know,
it.
And you know what? Last year I was putting my Christmas decoration that she gave me up on my tree and I thought, wow.
So you've ignored her for 5 years and you've put her Christmas decoration still up on your tree and you're only opening her message this morning. I think you need to reply to her and see if she get back to you. You have between now and 10 a.m.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
The fun continues on the show as always, and we did it with our survey says really mad guesses on 17% of Irish people have this thing in common. We're looking for you to get involved this morning on 087 110 2 107 and get your guesses in for our survey says. Donald, what is the question?
Today we're asking, a new study has shown that 17% of Irish people have this in common. 17.
Okay, that's the 17% have this in common. They have an electric car. It's the best one off the top of the air.
No, it's not that. No,
I bet it is.
It could be around that percent. I don't know. Yeah.
That they turn the tap off in between each brush of their teeth.
Oh, wow. Great guess, Maggie.
That is a very
You should do that anyway.
Save the water.
You should be higher.
Yeah, but not people do. Not a lot of people do.
Obviously not. Do you?
On occasion.
No, it's not that.
Oh, I have a... You've planted this in my brain, Maggie. All right, you ready for this? Is before you fill the kettle, you let the water run for a couple of seconds on the tap. Because you have to do that, because that's the law. Isn't that it?
No.
Well, you tell me that you don't...
I go straight in with the kettle.
No. Just in case there's spiders in there, you've got to rinse
it
out.
Give it a wash out.
Yeah, give it a wash out. Or if somebody's used the hot tap and it's the different water. So you've got to rinse it out.
This is phony.
This is an insight into Cooper's mind. This is phony.
It is.
Everyone does it. I'm sure. You're the only one who does it. Okay.
I am not.
All right. That's obviously not it.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
We need guesses. 087-1-102-107.
New study has shown that 17% of Irish people have this in common. What is that?
All right. Get your guesses in. 087-1-102-107. All right, Donald, we need to get some guesses in on this one. 087-1-102-107. Our survey says is...
A new study has shown 17% of Irish people have this in common. What is that?
Morning, iRadio. Happy Friday. Tommy here on Roscommon.
Hi, Tommy.
Just wondering, is the answer to the survey today something to do with being able to track their history back to the Viking area or something like that?
Bunch of Vikings we are. Is that it?
It's a good guess. It's not the answer, no.
Maggie, do you feel like you got Viking blood in you?
I do. I'm Normandy, the Chambers Vikings.
You sound like a techno act. Hello, I'm Normandy. I think Normandy is actually a techno act. All right, okay. That's not it. No.
Morning, guys. So, here in Galway. By any chances, of the 17%, is it the 17% of people actually enjoy hopping from shop to shop to get ready for Christmas?
Oh my God, those absolute lunatics. People who like shopping.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer, but I agree with you. I struggle to do it. Yeah,
I enjoy it when there's nobody else around.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know, if I had the money to shut the street down so I could just do it on my own, do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
cash machine
still,
money.
No.
You like rubbing shoulders with all the...
No, I just would rather stay at home, even if it was empty.
Oh,
fair. Morning, guys. Is 17% of people in Ireland never actually left the country, like the island of Ireland?
Great guess.
Very good guess.
I actually know quite a good amount of people have never left the country. People without passports.
Yeah. Yeah. Just happy enough being here. And that could even be around the same kind of percentage. I have no idea. It's not the answer I've got written down there.
I actually know a guy who left the country for the first time last year, got himself a passport, went away with his family, went away last year, and they went to Portugal. Oh. And it was his first time in actual sunshine, you know, proper sun. Yeah. He got... so burnt. Like, it was not only did he get so burnt, he has to get like medical, like grays, some lotion on him. And to top it off, the family that he brought with him, one of the kids broke their leg. So it was
never again.
He's burnt and he's nearly hospitalized. They've broken the leg. We're never.
Did he return the passport?
No, they went again. They kind of like sorted themselves out. They went again a year later, so it's fine. Is that the answer?
No, it's all right,
okay.
Not
let's
the
get
answer.
Let's get the answer, please.
17% of Irish people say they don't know Father Ted quotes. They don't know any Father Ted quotes.
I would know one or two, but I'd be guilty enough now of not knowing them all.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I think I can quote nearly every episode. Yeah, so, but that's my thing.
I think my favourite ones is arse.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It was the battle of rhyming it this week. Did Emma get the highest score? And did she pick up the contents of Una's drawers and the iRadio goodie bag? Have a listen.
Rhyme it, just a little bit. No, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning, looking to take away the goodie bag full of amazing things like iRadio goodies and the contents of Una's drawers. We don't know what's in there yet. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Thanks very much. Congratulations on the recent engagement.
Congrats.
Thank you.
It's pretty impressive. So it was in Paris, from what I believe.
It was in Paris, and we're getting married in the September coming, so very exciting.
September wedding. I had a September wedding. It's touch and go at weather, to be honest with you, but sure, look it. And
fingers crossed. We're hoping to get married outside, so let's hope the weather's with us that day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It'll be lovely that day.
What country? What hot country are you getting married in outside?
Oh, Ireland, in Galway.
Oh, lovely. It'll be beautiful. It's going to be fantastic. It's
going to be crossed.
Best time ever. Come here. It's a big day today in your family, and it's the 21st anniversary of something that you and your family
it
do.
Is.
What is it?
Yeah. So, on the 5th of December 2004, my mum gave birth to my little brother at 6 o'clock on the button. Oh. So for 20... Sorry, so when she was in the hospital, at the second she gave birth, she heard loads of clapping outside. And she kind of asked, well, what's going on? You know, after giving birth to her child. She was more interested in what was going on outside. And they had turned on the Christmas lights at the front of the hospital. So mum just loved that idea. So for 21 years, on the 5th December, at 6 o'clock on the button, mum turns on her Christmas lights. But she goes live on Facebook. She has loads of mulled wine. She's loads of hot chocolate. She gets all the food for everyone. And this has been a tradition now for 21 years.
Wow.
And my brother's 21 today. So
well,
it's
happy,
also pretty special.
Happy birthday to your brother. And what a beautiful tradition. And,
I know, it's really cool.
Send us the link. I want to watch this.
Yeah, I'm going to tune into
definitely.
The live.
Oh, mum would only love that.
That'll be absolutely class. I'll be in the middle. I'll be gigging later on, and I'll be setting up my PA and lighting, be like, hang on a second, I need to watch this, switching on the lights. It better be on time. All right, well, listen, come here. You have a score of 8 to beat. Soup is our reigning champion, and
okay. So
how do you reckon you're going to fare out? Do you do well when you're playing at home?
I do well when I'm not on the radio, but the second I come on the radio, my mind goes blank, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, wish you the best of luck. Maggie's got the questions. The word okay. that to rhyme with today is
slab. S-L-A-B.
Okay, your 30 seconds, Emma, start now. Okay.
Americans call a taxi this.
Cab.
When you press against a cut lightly with a cloth to clean it, you'd what it?
Scab.
When you get your flu injections, you get a what?
Jab.
If you're getting a few things at a bar, you might open a what?
Tab.
Scientists work here often.
Lab.
If you take something from someone forcefully, you'd what it?
Grab.
Another word if someone takes or steals something.
Oh, takes or steals something. Grab, lab, stab.
A head covering worn in public.
Time is up. Time is up.
Oh.
Oh my God!
I did it so well.
You were flying through it. I thought you were going to like just pip it over the post there. On question two, when you press against a cut lightly with a cloth and clean it, you said stab.
Stab.
It's
dab. I heard cut and I thought scab.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for question seven, when you steal something, it's nab. So you nab it.
But oh no!
You got five. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You did absolutely fantastic, and you told us a wonderful story about getting engaged in Paris and your brother's 21st anniversary. Birthday, 21st anniversary.
Yes.
Forget your brother's birthday, the 21st anniversary of lighting a tree at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. But listen, thank you so much, Emma, and Merry Christmas to you, and enjoy the toy show later, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Cheers, bye. That means that we do have a winner, and the winner is Soup!
Hey!
Soup, congratulations, Buster. How are you feeling about this now? Do you have a speech? Speech!
Over the moon, because after the first 2 days, I didn't think I was going to get over five at Trophy Talk, but nice surprise to get this morning.
Right, I have...
And hard luck to Maggie as well.
Yeah, well, it was Emma. Maggie was reading out the questions.
Thank you.
she played a blinder there towards the end.
She really did. I'm going to open up the goodie bag here and see what is in here. There is a big bag of Maryland mini cookies, but they're multicolored, rainbow colored. I don't know what that's going to do to your eyesight, but you look at what else is in here?
Oh, well, I'd say my little one now would be more of a concern around those.
Oh, yeah, should be a great. Oh, you got the iRadio keyring, which doubles up as a trolley token. I'm very
lovely.
Protective over my one. It's really, really good. You got the pop socket as well, go at the back of your phone. And you got a 2026 diary, a little pocket diary suit for keeping all your notes in. That's really nice. That's my pen. Oh, no, that's your pen. You got an iRadio pen and an iRadio lanyard that you can hang around your neck and say, hey, I won this on iRadio. Look at me, I'm fabulous. Listen, Soup, congratulations, buddy. Well done.
Listen, thanks a million, guys. Everything sounds great.
Thanks very much. It does do. All right, enjoy the toy show later on as well, okay?
Oh, I have every intention of it. Same to you guys. Happy Christmas.
All right, cheers. Happy Christmas, boy. Bye, there you go. Now, if you'd like to take part and win prizes like that, you just never know what you're going to get. I'm going to actually dig into these Marylands. They look absolutely delicious.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you're listening to this after the show and it is the 5th of December, you know that it's a big day for everybody in the country because everything's going to be going all eyes on the Late Late Toy Show. And we were talking about the theme. If you haven't heard yet, on Friday the 5th of December, they've kept it under wraps, but they have finally announced this morning that the theme for the Late Late Toy Show tonight is The Grinch.
Woo-hoo!
I could have held out there. I'm being the Grinch about the whole thing again. I am absolutely in love with this. The Grinch is probably one of the most mischievous Christmas characters of all time. And the movie, if you've never seen it, if you've never read the Dr. Seuss books, it does come around at the end. But like, it is such a Christmas family tradition, the Grinch. It's absolutely, I love this idea. And I love, did you ever see the videos of the Grinch? I think it's at Universal Studios.
Oh, no.
Absolutely amazing. Like, he's just mean to everybody.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, like, the Grinch is at all the turning on of the Christmas lights and all of that. It's brilliant.
Or the Grinches that go into people's houses and just mess the place up.
Is wild. When you see all the kids there, they're like, Santa's coming. Then the Grinch bursts in the door and starts robbing all the presents.
They'd want to watch the toy show set tonight.
Oh, I'd say it'll be absolute mayhem tonight with the Grinch. I think he's really, really good. And I think it's going to be a really good one as well. I think the Grinch is the theme is really good. It was Home Alone last year was the theme for it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then they had Elf and the Wizard of Oz and the Lion King. Roald Dahl was a nice one as well. Mm, yeah. Then you obviously had Frozen. You want to build no man.
Beautiful.
It's really, really weird. So Let It Go, for some reason, I can't listen to that song without getting emotional.
Fair enough.
Really?
I genuinely tear up in it. And I'm just wondering, is it because Elizabeth was so small, my daughter, when that came out, and we just watched it over and over again, so I'm traumatised by hearing it, that I'm just like, not again! maybe that's the trauma. But yeah, tonight is it's tradition. You sit down, you've got your you got your Christmas PJs on, and are you going to sit down and watch the Late Late Toy Show tonight?
Yeah.
Obviously. What else would you be doing?
Well, I can't. I've got to work, as always, because this guy has to pay for the sweets that they watch.
Take the night off. The toy show is on.
I can't.
I'm going to have to watch it back as well. I've got a gig. You just reminded me. Yeah.
You just reminded you've got a gig.
No, I knew.
How'd you forget?
I didn't put it with the toy show. But yeah, I'm just like, oh yeah, no. I can't.
Fair play to my parents. I'm not the smallest child anymore, but they cancelled their plans so I wouldn't be home alone watching the toy show.
Are you serious? So tonight they're going to be hanging out with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel really bloody guilty now. Oh, Jesus. No.
Yeah.
Oh, but I've always just do a
you
FaceTime.
You
should be feeling guilty.
I should, because it was always the case that I'd watch it the next day with them, because December's so busy for anybody in the entertainment industry. Yeah. They're like DJing or they're playing music, squeezing boxes or whatever you do.
That's what I do.
So yeah, so it kind of got me thinking of like the most memorable moments of the Late Late Toy Show. So have a think about what were the standout moments from the Late Late Toy Show. Let us know. 087-1102-107, right? Got Maggie in for Una this morning, and we were talking about the Late Late Toy Show theme has been announced. I genuinely thought it was going to be something space related, because for the entire they've like had the spaceship on the TV ads and on the social media ads, and the spaceship and Pat
QMT. You know, spaceship Grinch, you know that whole thing.
Yeah, I thought it'd be Wicked.
No, what's the spaceship got to do with Wicked?
Well, just Wicked.
They'll probably do that next year. Maybe the licensing of it. Anyway, I don't know. And if they've gone with the Grinch, and I'm absolutely loving that they've gone with the Grinch. And Maggie's parents have cancelled all plans to hang out with you to watch. This is beautiful. It's an amazing event. I'm going to be sitting here with all the hot chocolate. A lot of people talking about the hot chocolates.
I was stamping my feet. I was like, I can't be home alone to watch the toy show by myself. And they pulled through.
Oh, so
they
made them feel guilty, and then they said, oh, right. Okay.
Well, no, my mum was like, oh, I feel so bad. And bad she felt, and she cancelled her plans.
And that was Christmas. All right, we're thinking about what were the most amazing stand-up moments. Loads of messages coming in, so we've kind of like done a very quick poll and gathered them together. Do you remember that time Ed Sheeran turned up?
Oh my god!
We can frame it.
Sing it.
And put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say.
I would absolutely poop myself. Poop myself. I poop me Ed Sheeran. No, eventually, like if I was a child on the Late Late Toy Show and I was singing an Ed Sheeran song and Ed Sheeran appeared behind me, I'd be like,
yeah, don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do. I'd run off the stage.
Like if it was me as a kid now, I'd be up there doing like Stormzy bars, you know? another one has to be this little fella, you might call him Clockboy, but horologist, John
Joe
Brennan.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A horologist.
A neurologist.
A horologist.
A horologist.
Yes.
Which is to do with the time, is it?
To fix clocks, yes.
You want to fix clocks?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was 2009. Is John Joe Brennan a horologist now? Do we know?
Oh.
That'd be, somebody Google it.
I'm going to check. Yeah.
Is he a horologist?
I need to know that.
And if so, I'll buy a watch from him.
I will too.
John Joe's like, damn it, I could have sold some watches. And then there was 5-year-old Billy Brady. But what was it about Billy Brady that we all fell in love with?
First of all, tell me about this haircut of yours. It's just so on the money. It's ahead of its time.
It's a mullet.
A mullet. And how would you describe a mullet to me? Because I'm not really up to speed.
I would describe it as business at the front and party at the back.
Yeah. Go on, Billy Brady, you legends.
He's not a horologist.
God,
folks,
no.
I'm a John Joe.
He's currently studying law in Paris, and he's an auctioneer.
Ah, here.
That's close enough. Yeah.
It's a pretty high-profile job. All right, well done. Anyway, listen, enjoy the toy show tonight.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.
The fun continued just after 9 o'clock when it was Maggie's first time to play Truth or Trash. Truth or Trash? Okay, Truth or Trash is where we get facts and we have to try and convince each other that our facts are true. All right, so let's call each other out on this. This is the first time Maggie's played the game.
I'm nervous.
It's fun.
No,
I don't
like
liars.
Should be nervous.
I don't like liars.
Okay, you need to explain why as well you think our facts are true or trash. Okay, so Donal.
Yes.
Off you go.
My fact today, I learned this recently and I'm like, oh, well, cool. People say, when we sneeze a lot here and you say Gesundheit.
Yeah.
And I say, people just say, bless you.
Yeah.
But they say bless you because your heart stops. When you sneeze and it's like, oh no.
Your heart stops when you sneeze?
That is not true.
That's what.
What's your reasoning behind your answer to that one now there, Maggie?
You'd be dead.
Maggie.
Not for good.
I don't care. No, I...
Now, does it stop or does it skip a beat?
I'm saying stop.
Okay.
So I'm saying.
I know sneezes do wonderful things. They release kind of like they get rid of stuff. That's why it's there.
Expels. Putting pressure
gunk.
Somewhere.
Also, apparently, the same muscles that are contracted and released are the same muscles that are contracted and released when you have a good time with another friend. If you know what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's.
When you orgasm.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a fact in your face.
Yo. That's why a sneeze feels good, right? Okay.
Damn right it does. Donald just be in the office tickling his nose with a feather.
It's an interesting fact, Donald.
Thank you. Thank you, Maggie.
Yeah. I'm going to lock this in and say that is trash. What are you saying? You saying truth or trash?
I'm saying absolute trash.
Okay, locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it is true.
What?
No way.
Yeah, it doesn't stop completely, but it may slow down and stop. But it has nothing. But you have nothing to worry about because it starts again straight away.
So, are you tickling yourself, making yourself sneeze, and getting that muscle contraction and stopping your heart makes you a pervert?
Just because Una's not here, I'm getting called pervert today.
Yeah, there you go.
I just can't believe that.
You gotta believe it, Maggie. All right. Would you like to do yours or shall I do mine?
I will do mine.
All right, okay, Maggie, go first.
So I visited Paris in April last year.
Trash.
And I learned that the Eiffel Tower can expand up to 6 inches during the summer because of thermal expansion.
Ooh. 6 inches?
Well, up to.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying that much, like 6 inches?
He's showing about 2 meters. I was shook. I was shook when I found out.
Did you go up the Eiffel Tower?
I didn't. I went to the Arc de Triomphe instead.
Arc de Triomphe, oh, nice. Yeah, it's lovely there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. But that was now. I've been saving it for this day, for this truth or trash day.
You knew it was coming, yeah.
I knew.
Yeah. Donald?
I think, yeah, because metal does expand in the heat. And at 6 inches, yeah, it's a big tower. It could be more than 6 inches. I'm going to say true, because okay, I think with the heat and it's all metal. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say true as well. I don't know if it's by that amount, but I do know it does expand. So I'm saying true.
On this Friday morning, I am a winner because it is trash.
What?
It doesn't expand?
No.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It does expand.
No.
No. It does. It shrinks and grows bigger and gets bigger and smaller throughout the year.
Well, I got this fact on the internet and I said, give me a fake fact.
Oh, crumbs.
Oh.
I've been living my life as a lie. Give us a fake fact. Hello, ChatGPT, free version, please. All right, okay. All right, I've got my fact for you. Ready?
Yes.
If you keep going north, you will eventually go south. But if you keep going east, you will never go west.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a riddle.
No, I mean,
it's like something you get in a Christmas cracker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not get this in a Christmas cracker.
If you keep going...
Yeah,
You take this one first, Donald.
I think this is true. Yeah.
What's your reason behind it?
Because... if you're travelling in one direction... Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to say, yeah, true. Because if you're travelling just east, you'll always be travelling east. As in, on the same axis. The Earth doesn't... It's spinning.
Go on.
And then if you go in north...
Yeah.
When you come down the other side, you'll be coming down south. So, yeah.
I am also going to say true, because I don't think you would come up with that if it wasn't true.
Oh, you did some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, no, that is locked in, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both you're locking in, all right. It is 100% true, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, if you're heading towards the graphic North Pole, once you reach the North Pole, all directions become south. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And if you're following the line of longitudes, you keep going, and if you go east, you will circle around the globe, returning to the starting point, still moving east.
Well, wow.
There you go now. Guarantee
that's a good fact.
That is going to be discussed at Christmas dinner at somebody's table now.
I'll be bringing it up.
Yeah. Do. Did you know? I'm pushing glasses up your nose. Did you know?
Yeah. My dad will be like, wait now, let me think about this.
That is truth or trash. Did you have fun with this?
So much fun. 10 out of 10.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Now, we did fact check Maggie's fact afterwards, and she was wrong that it is actually true that the Eiffel Tower does grow. Anyway, it's all a bit of fun anyway. We will be back on Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend. Una, speedy recovery. Hope you get over your lurgy. And we'll chat to you then. Don't forget to like, follow, share, subscribe, or whatever you need to do, and download the brand new Go Loud app to listen to more from iRadio.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.